I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. When he was a teenager, Tom Joyce apprenticed himself to a blacksmith in the northern New Mexico village of El Rito. Over the next decades, those traditional skills, along with his unusual rapport with iron and stainless steel, led Tom Joyce to a career as an artist of forged metal. He was recognized with a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2003. His latest sculptures are presently on view in Santa Fe, and Tom Joyce is with me now. Tom, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
Why blacksmithing? This was in the 1970s. You were very young. What drew you to blacksmithing?
It really was by chance. I met a man who was just living down the road in the village, and I walked into his shop, and I felt as though I had just walked into one of the most familiar areas I'd ever been, even though I'd never been in a blacksmith shop before.
Was it the tools that made you feel comfortable, do you think?
It was actually the sense of being able to move iron like clay. He had a quite hot and large piece that he was working on when I first arrived, and watching it change shape, how he was able to displace the material in ways that, in my eyes, you know, were more akin to the way that I had worked clay as a youngster. And that was fascinating to me, that iron, seemingly so strong and intractable, could move so supply and seductively even. The man that I was working with, by the way, Peter Wells, after I had worked with him for 3 summers, he offered me the blacksmith shop intact and several acres of land for $27 a month rent. And I had been going to high school in Ojo Caliente and decided that I could make a living as a smith. And so that was the last formal education I had, and just dove into creating a means of livelihood inside this small and but adequate workshop.
I'd like to talk a little bit, Tom, about the shapes that you create now. Discs, cubes, boxes, rectangles. Why simple shapes?
I would say that one of the common elements in most of the sculptures is trying to address the clay-like qualities that I encountered at the very beginning. And so many of the sculptural forms are based on Platonic solids, like you've just mentioned, but taking those and allowing the inherent nature of the material itself, which at the center of the earth, it's in a molten state that is hotter than the surface of the sun, and thinking about how I could work with these Platonic solids, tweaking them in such a way that the nature of the material itself came forward through showing and expressing itself in a clay-like way. So you'll notice with almost all the sculptures that there's something that, though solid and heavy and hard, they feel soft and in some ways buoyant, light.
Comfortable.
Exactly, even. Yeah.
There is a wonderful video that's part of the exhibit which shows you at the forge working on some of the sculptures that we see. The question that came to me was, even though it looks like you are in charge of the material and how you're shaping it, how much is the iron itself in charge of how that finished work turns out?
Well, I immediately go into working it in three-dimensional form by using clay. And the clay can be translated in exactly the same way as the heavy machinery would be able to manipulate the hot iron. So I work out step-by-step procedures using scaled-down clay models. Most fit in the palm of my hand. And I come armed with those at the factory so that the technicians that I'm working with have a visual reference, knowing that we're going from A, B, C, D steps, and that I've already worked out in advance, have calculated how the metal will move, to what dimensions I'm settling on to arrive at a form that doesn't exist in the world otherwise, and certainly not in the realm of industry.
What about the surfaces, Tom? I find that the surfaces, your sculptures, are enticing, as if they're saying, please come and touch me.
Part of that is spontaneous because of the molecular structure of the material that gets exposed through its skin. And some of them have very velvety surfaces. Some are very smooth. Some are very coarse and cracked and textured in very heavy, fractured ways. Knowing well the chemical composition of each of these materials, I can exaggerate what it is that in its very nature it possesses, but that I can make use of it in a way that would encourage people to touch them.
It seems to me that a lot of contemporary art is besotted with popular culture or with up-to-the-minute technology, and your work is very much not that.
Well, it's actually, I would find that it is absolutely at the cutting edge of the technology that I'm working with. In the factory, the company is producing works for aerospace industry, the Mars rover, for instance. They also are involved in large hydroelectric dam projects where they're making the turbines for it, or wind generation systems. They're making the bearings and other geared components, but they are providing what in essence is the cutting edge of efficiency in ways that are really unprecedented. So from the materials I'm working with, which in and of themselves are chemical compositions that never existed on the planet before, and then the technology that's used to move these massive pieces in a way that allows the iron to look like clay is also absolutely at the cutting edge of forging technologies. But I'll also say that there is an assumption that because it's forging and that we think about it as a arcane technology, that somehow it was left behind and, you know, with the Industrial Revolution or something.
I think I asked that question because when you look at most of your work, there is a sense that this art is very primitive, like natural formations. And I appreciated that. It pulled me away from too much emphasis and focus on contemporary society and back to things that were very basic.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that they appear as akin to geologic time, where their mass and the way that they're sited, it looks as though they've grown or emerged out of the ground, makes a direct reference to iron, this plentiful element on the planet, and this generational connection to the different purposes that iron has played over time is an issue that I address in the work in the studio on a day-to-day basis, because it's complicated. It's a very tumultuous history, and it's a history that we can't live without. It's a very, very important material that I think a lot of people take for granted, and I try to not take it for granted and treat it as a precious material.
How do you think the work that you create communicates that to a gallery goer or an audience?
I'm not sure that it does. I mean, I will speak from my own perspective. I interject these notions that are interesting for me to play with, and I try to have the work embody those ideas, but I'm never sure whether it's translatable. I know that some people will respond to the work on for reasons that I didn't intend, and also I can learn by listening to people's reactions to the work, but I'm not so certain that it can be approached so didactically unless I were to explain, you know, meaning behind the works. And it stems from an indebtedness to having been given at a very early age a material and a process that I was able to embody these 45 years of studio practice. I've never wanted for anything, really. Iron tends to be this open door that the thresholds are often very exciting and, for me, fresh each time I turn my world upside down and try to understand the material in a different way than I may have before.
New Mexico-based sculptor Tom Joyce is showing his latest work in forged iron and stainless steel at the Center for Contemporary Art in Santa Fe. The show runs through 2017. Tom, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Spencer. Really appreciate the time.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.